strange days have found us.
Writers from all over the world gathered in Prague this week to recall the strange days of 1968. The Prague Writers' Festival, which was originally set up to promote Central European writing abroad, attracted a larger than ever number of authors to the Czech capital. Here to recall the Prague Spring of 1968, as well as what they themselves were up to the year that shook the world. The theme of this, the 18th Prague Writers' Festival, is that of 1968, Laughter and Forgetting. Michael March is the event's organiser.
68 was a way of thinking. The Enlightenment was a way of thinking. People blame 68, they blame the Enlightenment for thinking. This thinking is extremely important. It allows the individual to continue in life, to greet life, to meet life, and to change. And 68 was about change.
One of the things that has been talked about is whether 1968 sort of has become a bit of a myth over the last 40 years. I mean, what's your personal stance on this? Whether we kind of idolize it in a way that's not really appropriate now?
If we go to Roberto Carlasso, he said, everything can be destroyed in the world except myth. So if it's a myth, it's rather a compliment.
One of Michael March's old classmates at Columbia University and a guest of honour at this year's festival is the novelist and filmmaker Paul Auster. For him, this trip to Prague has been a long time coming.
15 years I've been invited every year, and I was never able to come. There was always something interfering with the possibility of coming to Prague, but I've always wanted to come to Prague, and this year the calendar was clear, and I accepted.
All right, and the year that you've come, the theme is 1968, Laughter and Forgetting. Has that been a theme that you've felt very sort of at ease with, you know, at home talking about, etc., etc.?
Well, it's ironic, but that was a very big year in my life, and in New York, at the time I was a student at Columbia University, where we made a big revolution in the university, and so I was just there last month at Columbia for events about 68. Now here I am in Prague talking about 68. It seems everywhere I go, 68 is on everyone's mind.
And why do you think that 68 is on everyone's mind? It really has been a year which has sort of stuck in people's psyche, or sort of resonated anyway.
It's because it was one of those crazy years in which everything seemed to happen all at once, all over the world. It was a time of course, the Vietnam War at its peak. And so America was split. America became a very wild, contentious place. In Paris, the students made their revolution in May. In Mexico, there were hundreds of people shot before the Olympics. And then, of course, in Prague, there was the invasion. Not to speak of the assassinations of Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy. It was a year of horrendous cataclysm.
Okay, and does it mean something for you to be here in Prague on that anniversary, on the 40th anniversary of 1968 here?
Well, I'm glad that I waited so that it would be this year rather than any other year.
This year, there's a special place in the programme for some of the main players in the revolts of 1968 around the world. At this book signing on Wednesday, Pakistani-born political activist and writer Tariq Ali recommends a few of his works to the Croatian author Slavenka Drekulic. Mr. Ali thinks the events of 1968 cannot be looked at in isolation.
It wasn't 1 year, it was 10 years. It was a period that started in 65 and ended in 1975. And 68, if you like, was the high point, because the Americans knew they were defeated in Vietnam. The Russians occupied Czechoslovakia, which was the beginning of the end of their own system. And in France, you had a general strike of 10 million workers.
You also said just previously that this was a global, 1968 was a sort of global phenomenon, but where would you place what happened in Prague in the context of 1968 all around the world?
Well, I would place it as one of the most important events because it marked the failure of the Soviet leadership to understand the importance of what was happening in Prague, and they behaved brutally in crushing it, and that was the end of their own system.
I've seen in previous articles you've written that you've divided 1968 and the events of 1968 into sort of three main strands of importance, one being political activity, one being sexual liberation, and the third, entrepreneurship, you said from below. Now, can you explain that a bit more? Because that's something I've not heard so much about.
Well, there was a lot of sort of, radical hippies who wanted to do their own thing, set up their own stalls, challenge the big corporations, and they did it. And the corporations more or less took over that culture. So there's very little of that entrepreneurship from below left. You know, when you come to the city of Prague after God knows how many years, nearly 40 years, you see the brand names all established. And what are these brand names? Boss, who used to dress the SS in Germany. This was the guy who designed all the lovely leather jackets for the German fascists. Louis Vuitton, who collaborated with the German occupation in France, and many others with very dubious records. That's what you find, and these are the brand names which you can see in every city.
I was not born in 1968. What do you think is the relevance and importance of 1968 for someone of my generation?
Well, I think the importance is that if you get active, if you work collectively, if you decide to challenge the established order, you can do it.
Mr. Ali may have been one of the most important political activists in the United Kingdom, at least, in 1968, but his companion at Wednesday's signing, the Croatian-born journalist and author Slavenka Drakulic, has quite different memories of the year that shook the world. I asked her whether the Prague Spring and the Czech Republic featured at all in her recollection of the time.
No, it doesn't figure at all in these memories because I was 19 years old, I was in love, and I literally took the slogan to make love, not war, very, very literally. So the product of that was my daughter who was born in 68. These are my memories of 68. So no politics. I was, make love, not politics. This was my personal slogan.
Prague Writers' Festival may be over for another year, but in the flurry of talks, conferences, signings and readings to have taken place in the capital over the last couple of days, the turbulent times that were the late 1960s have been remembered, and the legacy that these times have left behind has been brought to the fore.
Make love, not politics, not a bad slogan on which to end today. I'm Jan Vellinger, thank you for joining us. Bye-bye.